Like, yeah. We're gonna have like 2 minutes left.
No, we're gonna go for like a few more minutes.
So our next song is Pacas Nivela and Trach Nivela. So we said we would start today, right?
Well, yeah.
So the Mishnah says, "Kol shechafti b'shmirasa v'chsharti es nisko, v'chsharti b'miktsas nisko, chafti b'tashlumei nisko, k'hechshar kol nisko." Now the Gemara in Daf Yud darshins from this idea of chafti b'tashlumei nisko, that not chafti b'nisko, but b'tashlumei nisko. So the Gemara thinks you can derive from here a principle about, well, who deals with the nevela after nezek. So you can think of any car accident. One car is destroyed. So who has title over the scrap metal? Meaning, does the mazik have to pay the full value of a car? You have a Toyota that's worth $30,000. It gets totaled. The scrap metal is worth $10,000. So does he pay $20,000 and the nevela gets sent back to the nizak? Or does he get the nevela and he pays the full $30,000 value, the mazik, of what the car was worth? Okay, that's the question. So it's interesting that the Gemara has a idea from the phrase Tashlumei Nizko to show that the bialim melamecha bialim etaplim binevela. So what's the relationship? What's the relationship between this idea of Tashlumin and proving that the scrap metal goes to the Niza?
What does it mean in relationship?
Well?
It's a threshold, it's a, like, shlehut.
Meaning what?
That has to do with this idea of sort of completing, there's paying back, and then there's sort of this a larger idea of completing, I guess, that which was...
So you think it's a larger idea or it's a lesser idea? Because my reading is that this idea of l'hashlim is actually mitigating the liability of the mazik, right?
Because the mazik keeps it.
Well,
the mazik keeps it.
No, meaning the nizak keeps the scrap metal, and the mazik is only liable to make up the difference between what's left and what was. So we're giving it's a kula to the mazik, as Rashi says, the mashma hashlama. Right? So it's almost giving the mazik a discount. He doesn't have to pay $30,000. He can deduct the value of the nevela and just pay the difference. So you'll remember from two or three sugyas ago when we talked about Tashlumei Nezikin, so we asked one of the questions we asked was, what is the mazik? Right? What is the nezek? Is the nezek this distributive justice idea that the difference in value, the depreciation to the nizak's assets? Or is it this idea, more of an entitlement theory, that the nizak is entitled to his car, you destroyed his car, and now you owe him a new car? So you might say the question here about who is metabel benevela is related to that background hakira. Is the mazik only liable for the depreciation in value to the nizak's assets, i.e. the $20,000, because the nizak's asset was worth 30, now it's only worth 20? Or is it based off what the entitlement that the nizak had? He had a car, a Toyota Camry. He's entitled to a Toyota Camry, so you really have to replace the $30,000 worth of the car.
Okay. That's like obviously something that comes out from like the abstract idea of whether or not you have to pay the difference or have to pay for that thing. When we look at the Gemara, the fact that we're at the Hamgine, she pops her just being a diam, or a Hamgine.
Yeah.
Like, that
good.
Doesn't fit at all. Like,
I want to get to
Hamgine in general is one completely different conceptual model, but in certain circumstances, we approve the entire conceptual model and use a different understanding of what that is.
Great, you're saying, how do you make sense of those hominids?
Yeah, it doesn't make any
good,
sense.
Good, I want to get to those hominids right now.
It makes it almost seem like it's a class. That's just a question. Are we going to do extra in this case? Oh, no, there's reason not to be. Like, oh, you're a Bidayan, that's extra bad. So maybe we'll make you pay even more money, but no, we don't do
right.
That.
Well, you'll see, well, okay, so you'll see that we're going to have both Stadim and the Chakira, even within the Gemara's Maskan.
Okay, fine.
That's the we're going to try to show.
That's fine, but we'll be able to maintain a question about Stadim and how the hominids make sense before we get to
I think so. Okay. I think so. So notice, I think the Rashi's point here is that v'zeh mashlim lo mashet pichsaso misa. Right? The Nezek is the Peches HaMisa, the $20,000. And the Chiddush of Tashlum is just to make up that difference. Right? So it's not this more robust idea of making him whole. It's actually a mitigating idea that the Mazik is only liable for the depreciation of the asset. So the Gemara asks Mina Hanibili. The Gemara gives three sources. The first is Maka Behema Yishalmena, Altipa Yishalmena Liyashlimena. Right, so I take it that that's interpreted the same way of Lashlim, to make up the difference. The Gemara has a Joshim Tarofi Tarefi Vyeyu Ara Trefa Lo Yishalim. The Gemara darshins Ara Trefa Yishalim Trefa Atzma Lo Yishalim. That the Mazik doesn't have to pay for the actual value of the Trefa. He just pays the difference up to the scrap metal costs. And the Gemara has a third makar from Chizkiya, Vahamez Yelo, Liniza. How do you know it's Liniza? The Gemara thinks because if the maize went to the Mazik, it would be redundant. So clearly the Chiddush, the Pasuk, Vahamez Yelo, means the Niza gets the maize and the Mazik just pays the difference. Now notice this Rashi on Vahamesi Yelol and Niza. So what do you think this Rashi is getting at? Sheit Lenu B'damim Ba'alav Yashlim HaMazik. Well, a few weeks. Yeah, it's out there.
Sounds like the Niza is taking. Sounds like the Niza is taking this Demila as part of the compensation.
Yeah. This Rashi seems to be in tension with the other Rashi we read. The other Rashi seemed to say that the liability is only for Masha Pichsaso Zeh, for the depreciation. Remember this Rashi over here? The Masha Mahashlam Ashitol Nizak Esanabela, Vizem Mashlam Lo Masha Pichsaso Misa. Alright, sounds like the payment is just for the Peches related to Misa, right? The $20,000. Difference value between the full car and the scrap metal car. Here, Rashi seems to say that the nevela goes to the niza sheyitlenu bidamin, which sounds almost like the niza gets the scrap metal as compensation. Meaning, not that the nezek was only on the $20,000 difference in value. The nezek was the destruction of the car in total. The Mazik is hired to pay $30,000, but he satisfies $10,000 of the payment automatically by returning the Nevela.
Why is that different than the other Rashi?
Why are they different?
It seems like you're saying the same thing.
Which is what put the Nezek.
Right.
The Nezek, the whole car, the Nezek was just the $20,000.
Right. So here it sounds like the Nezek is the whole car, and the Niza receives the scrap metal as dunim, as compensation for the harm that he suffered.
Like the other car?
So I just thought in the other Rashi it sounds more. Sheyitol ha-nizak ha-samevela, v'zeh mashem lo mashe pichsaso misa. Right? And he pays the amount that he caused depreciation through death.
So what's the yitol nizak ha-samevela? What?
I mean, that's
like,
his.
Oh, like it's haphazard, like he just takes it.
No, right, that's his. That's always the Nizak. The Nizak never lost title on that. Right? Why should the Mazik pay $30,000? He only caused $20,000 worth of damage. The Nevela always was and still is the Nizak's. Whereas in this other Rashi.
I just think that's not what Rashi's saying.
Which Rashi? This one is
the first one. Yeah, it's you can read it into it, that's fine. Yeah. That's not what Rashi's saying.
I mean, you think Rashi here is saying.
I think he's saying the same exact thing.
Right. Is it? Is that not what?
I'm thinking, how would Hashlama fit into how you're Rashi? Why is that being mashlim? That's the whole Nezek. What's he being mashlim?
He's making back what the depreciation of death caused.
Doesn't mashlim sound like you're completing an already started process?
But I think the mashlim is going on the depreciation. Right? He's making whole for him what was made less by death. That's it. I don't see Mashlim as modifying what wasn't paid back by the Nevela. Mashlim is making up the peches, right? It's making up what was taken away.
Why is the Nevela part of that?
Well, it's not.
Why?
Why isn't it?
Yeah.
What, in the reading of the Rashi? Or?
In the reading of the Rashi. I just don't really understand why, like, what the first part of Rashi is saying then. He just takes it because it was his originally.
So right. Yitol Nizak as Anavela, that's his, it always was his.
Why would I assume that? Why would I assume that?
Is that Mashlim, though?
What's the Havamina that the Mazik would take it?
Because he took away your car, so he's going to compensate you for the whole car. You shouldn't be enriched by getting the scrap metal plus a new car.
Why? It's my, that's my property.
So you can't have both, right? You can't.
Why can't I have both? If you destroy my car, I get to keep the pieces of my car, and they get in the
property.
It's not property. This is my property.
Well, if it's your property, then you should only be compensated for the difference in value.
Why?
Yeah,
I don't agree with that.
Are you disagreeing conceptually, or are you disagreeing with my reading of Rashi? I see the room to disagree in the reading of Rashi here.
Yeah, that's why I disagree with the way you read it, but I agree with you.
Yeah. I don't know, what do you think? Isaac, what do you think in Rashi?
I agree with my reading this one. It's my sense, yeah. I could be wrong about this. I think certainly this other Rashi implies that the Nizak is getting it as payment. Right? Here Rashi doesn't say that. Yitol Nizak as Anavela. And the Hashlama part is Mashlam lo Mashav Kichsasenu of Misa.
I don't think the other one's obvious.
Well,
I don't think the other one's obvious.
This one, Sheit Lenin Bedamin.
Yeah, I don't think that one's obvious. I think the point is that could just be saying that the things are for its value.
He sells it off. Yeah. It could be that Rashi here just means, I think Isaac's right, that you could be just saying, Sheit Lenin Bedamin, you sell it off for its value.
Right.
Not that he takes it as payment, right? And then the Allah Yashlim Hamazik here, but I think here the Hashlim sounds like the Mazik is just making up whatever, you know, whatever is left. So does everybody see the Chakira? The Chakira here is the Mazik. Is he Mazik the whole car? Just he can use the scrap metal as like the first installment of payments, or is the idea that he's only Mazik the depreciation, the difference in value between the whole car and the scrap metal? There's no inherent theory in Rashi, even if you take both of my readings, because you might say Rashi just thinks that's a whole question between a different Limudim. Maybe the different Limudim understand the principle of something. What? No. Let me just make this one last point. I thought there was a horror coming from that. I was so excited. You know? Well? No one's stopping you. let me make one last point. So, like, Maran Yudim and Beis says we need all three of them. I mean, here's where Liat's really good are comes into play. You can see I have this brackets here on the bottom of the So, like, Maran Yudim and Beis says we need all three of these. The first source, that's mishum de lo shchicha. Right? It's because it's rare for this kind of shomer case to happen where the animal gets lost and is destroyed, and the animal gets destroyed, and then the shomer has to pay. Right? It's uncommon for the wolf to come and to eat it. So Liat is pointing out that implies that this idea of bailim and taplim binevela is a kula to the mazik, right? Or some sort of schus to the mazik, right? Because had it have been shchiyah, then it sounds like we would have made him pay the whole amount and that he would have to deal with the nevela, right? So the Gemara says, avachefa de shchicha emalo, meaning the mazik would have to deal with the nevela. So the iash mean and shrefa, I'm sorry, I got a case of that one. The first case is Maka Behema Yishalmena, that somebody actually harms an animal. Right? So in that case, it's Lo Shchiach. It's Lo Shchiach that a person, you know, tries to hurt an animal intentionally. Right? Adam Behema. The second case is Mimela, it's a Shomer case. A Shomer is watching the animal, and then a wolf comes and destroys it. The Shomer didn't act, It just happened to be Mela. Maybe this gets back on our omission, commission discussion. So the Gemara says in the Havamina, you might think that that's reason to, here alone there's reason to give the Mazik a break, because he didn't act, right? It only happened to Mela. Now the Gemara says, if we just had those two, so if we just had the last case, Yashmina Hamesi Yalo, Mishum Dimamona Kamazik. The last pasuk is a case where it's, I think it's a case of a shore that falls into a bore. And so it's Mamona Mazik. That's a third reason to give the guy, to give the Mazik a Pula. Kamash Malon, all three of them, that Bailam Metablam Binavela applies across the board. So Liad, how did you understand the Maskana of the Gemara?
The Gemara seems to be saying that at the end of the day, we're sort of ambivalent to this like question of Chumra or Nasa.
Right, so maybe the Gemara at the end of the day says it's a Chiyah Mikra, a Din.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, it's not that, in the Havamina we thought, oh, maybe this is like some sort of Kula, because like a first chance, like a Tam Mishalim Chatsi Nezek. So maybe the first time, the Mazik would only pay like the partial value, maybe the depreciation value. Or, on the other view, the first time around, the Mazik could deduct the value of the Nevela as his first installment. Kamash Malan, that it's not all, it's not about Kula for the Mazik at all. It's Meikra Din. Right? And the question is, well, how do you explain Meikra Din, why the liability should be structured this way? So we're going to stop here. On Wednesday, I want to first start with this question that the Gemara raises about whether this is a chiddush at all, because you can pay with sudin. So how does our Gemara relate to the idea that you can pay is paying with the nevela itself related to the sugya of paying with shavei kesef? And then I want to get into this more lumdisha question about what does the sugya tell us about the nature of compensation, whether it's for the depreciation of the asset or whether it's for the entitlement, the actual thing that you deprive the nizak of. Okay, so that's for Wednesday.